They did business with terrorists. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Two companies, including a French cement maker, face American justice for giving millions of dollars to two terror groups, including ISIS, so that a plant in Syria could remain open.
These are the first companies ever charged by the Justice Department with providing material support to foreign terrorist organizations.
U.S. Attorney Breon Peace says the French company Lafarge and its Syrian counterpart gave nearly $17 million to ISIS and al-Nusra Front at a time when they were kidnapping and brutalizing Westerners. Today's guilty plea will cost them more than $700 million in fines and forfeitures. President Biden plans to propose an abortion rights bill if Democrats keep control of the House and Senate. A Democratic official telling Fox News he will announce that during a DNC event later this hour. But most polls show voters most concerned about the economy and inflation. And the new Fox News power rankings project Republicans could take back the House majority if more than 30 races too close to call are split evenly. And in the Senate,
control just hinges on four races, Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. That remains the case. Those remain toss-ups. Republicans need to secure 51 to take the majority. And Democrats, it's just 50. Remember, that's because the vice president serves as the tie-breaking vote.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. The rankings project Republicans win the Senate if they win two of those toss-ups. Continued Russian attacks leaving thousands more Ukrainians without power or water. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg considers that part of an escalation.
With the illegal annexation of Ukrainian territory and the dangerous nuclear rhetoric, all of that represents the biggest escalation since the war.
On the European news program Conflict Zone, he says NATO needs to continue providing support to Ukraine. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
It's vote counting day in Amazon's fourth union challenge this year.
The National Labor Relations Board is on scene and counting ballots cast by workers in an Amazon facility near Albany, New York. This after a union secured a win in April at an Amazon warehouse on Staten Island, though later lost an attempt to unionize an Amazon facility nearby, while a union election in Alabama remains too close to call. Amazon has been trying to undo the ACLU's lone victory, filing more than a dozen objections to the election and seeking a redo vote, also signaling that the company could take the case to federal court.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. A pipeline operator agrees to pay $50 million to thousands of Southern California fishermen, tourism companies, and property owners. They sued after an offshore oil spill last year near Huntington Beach. It's a proposed settlement between Amplify Energy, which owns the pipeline that ruptured last October, and the businesses and residents filed yesterday in federal court in Santa Ana. A former astronaut who played a pivotal role in the space race, commanding two crucial flights, has died.
The first mission for James McDivitt as commander was in 1965 aboard Gemini 4, where his good friend and colleague Ed White took the first spacewalk by an American astronaut. In 1969, McDivitt commanded the Apollo 9 flight that spanned 10 days and was the first mission to test the complete set of Apollo hardware. It was also the first flight of the lunar module, simulating maneuvers that would be performed during actual moon missions, paving the way for humans on the moon 4 months later.
Fox's CJ Papa. McDivitt flew more than 100 combat missions during the Korean War before being chosen to join NASA's class of astronauts in 1962. He was 93. On Wall Street, a rally so far again. The Dow's up 207. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.